Hello and welcome to this edition of Chewing the Fat with myself, Andy Lehman. So today we're going to talk about our high-ticket affiliate programs that pay thousands of dollars in commissions scams. Now, I'm sure you've probably seen these before. And just before I get into this, let me just say this is going to be the second time I'm recording this video podcast because the first time I forgot to put the microphone in front of my mouth. So I was sat here like a numpty looking at the camera, talking to myself, and you couldn't hear anything. Right, so let's get into this Chewing the Fat episode. Now, you've probably seen these high-ticket, what they call high-ticket affiliate marketing products, and that is where you'll probably see on TikTok there's lots of people using short videos and on the stories on Facebook. They're creating stories, they're creating these posts, they're attracting people in. So it's like organic attraction marketing, it's Facebook marketing, and they are promoting these products. They're either around a mentoring course or a piece of software with mentoring. So a lot of the time they want you to sign up to something like System.io or Go High Level, and then they teach you how to use the whole platform, and then there's mentoring involved. And so it depends on which the product is, but you've probably seen several of these going around on social media, especially on Facebook. There's a huge thing on Facebook and TikTok. Now, you get paid But you basically get paid a high commission, like $1,000, if you promote somebody into the product. So you pay like $3,000 to join, you get mentoring, and then if whoever referred you into that program will get paid $1,000. So technically, the actual mentoring and everything else is worth $2,000. Now, I always used to be quite cynical about this, because to me it was always like, well, if you're paying out high commissions, then you are basically overcharging by a grand. So if you're going to pay 1,000 commissions to somebody else as a referral fee, an affiliate commission, whatever you want to call it, then you're actually charging $1,000 more than the product needs to be. Most companies, or normal companies like Tesco's and Morrison's or the supermarkets, Walmart, wherever you are in the world, big companies will have marketing budgets. These products have their marketing budgets attached to the product itself, and that's where the commissions and the referral fees come from. Now, very reminiscent of the multi-level marketing that used to be huge back in, say, 10 years, 12 years ago, but there's no levels, there's no tiers, there's nothing pyramidal about this. You are not trying to sign up more people into your downline. You're not trying to get a whole team of people below you. That's slowly filtering money back up to you. You're basically just sort of trying to get people into the program one-to-one, face-to-face. So it's more network marketing than it is multi-level marketing. Now, they work on the process, or they work on the idea that it's earn to learn, or you learn while you earn, which is quite nice, because the idea is you're learning marketing, but then you also have the opportunity of trying to earn your investment back. Cynical people may say that it's just basically you're paying to learn to sell the same product. I used to be like that, still am to a point. And you are basically being taught to get people back into it. But that's not necessarily the case, because you can actually go and learn what you need to learn. And once you've made your first one or two sales for them, then you basically know that you can do it, and you can train all the people for your own course. Or the marketing methods do work. And it's up to you whether you decide to take it externally or not. So are these things scams? Now, previously, like I say, I used to think that the people were being overcharged. And you could still argue that they are in some ways, but the fact that you're prepared to pay $1,000 on, you charge $3,000 and pay $1,000, it's like trying to sell a Lamborghini for the price of a Fiat Doblo, a second-hand Fiat Doblo. You know, most people go, those who want a Lamborghini think, I can't afford a Lamborghini. What are they, about $120,000, if not more, for a Lamborghini? But if someone came to you and says, here's a Lamborghini for $10,000, you'll be going out there trying to find the money to get it, is what they're saying. It's really ridiculously cheap. It's what they call an offer you cannot refuse. So if you were to be told that by someone that they've just made $10,000 this month, and that they was going to teach you how to do the same, and then they told you that it's going to be £3,000 or £4,000 to learn, you'd be like, ooh. But then they'll say, but once you start learning, you can start earning, and we'll pay you $1,000 commission. And suddenly your mind's ticking over, and you're like, I only need to make 3 or 4 sales, and that's my investment back. Whereas opposed to sort of the traditional method of affiliate marketing, which was where you'd go to a company or ClickBank or JVZoo, and you'd get 50% of whatever the product was selling. If they were only selling it for like £100 or $100, you would probably get $50, possibly less, if it was 30%. And so at that point then, if you're suddenly selling an item and you're only getting like $50 in commission, you're not having to sell three or four, you're having to sell about 200-300 to get your money back. You know what I mean? It was, or you're having to sell a lot more, and it's a lot more work. Now, the thing about prices is that majority of the people are willing to lose 10, 20 pounds at the most, because we go and drink coffee, we go and get pizza, we get a burger, we spend money like that. Little small amounts of money do build up into big amounts. But you look at, you know, you look at that spending, it's not an issue because it's on daily things. So people don't mind losing £10. And if you were selling a product for £20 and you got paid a £10 commission, they may look and go, yeah. But you are going to have to sell a lot, and it's a lot of people you need to convince. Now, with a product that's like 3,000, it's like, it's going to be difficult to sell that because it's not at that bliss price. You know, people, I've got to make a bit of decision. They've either got to want it, and you know, like with a £10 or £20 purchase, they're easy to throw away. It doesn't matter if they spend the money and it's basically not what they wanted. They might just go, yeah, that was crap, I've lost £10. It's not a biggie. But if someone buys something and it's £3,000 and they've lost £3,000 and it's not what they want, it's quite depressing and hard. So they, people are more reserved. There's more resistance to spending that kind of money. But when you stick on there like $1,000 commission into the actual product itself, the ability to earn that $1,000 per sale while learning the marketing, because it's the marketing obviously they want to learn, and it's, they want that sort of freedom and they want that ability to be able to make money from anywhere in the world. Once you start making those dreams or making them promises and selling the dream, selling the story that they could be on a beach somewhere in Thailand with a laptop making Facebook posts, and then suddenly they can get people who are interested, and every time you make one sale at $1,000, it's like, it's a bit of a no-brainer. Yes, you are risking $3,000 on training. Yes, you are spending a lot of money, but the ability to get it back mentally is reduced by, well, it's astronomically reduced, because you're not having to sell 200-300 products to get your 3,000 back. You're basically having to sell 3 or 4 at the most. And technically, if you, I mean, to be fair, let's say you've only got to sell 3 or 4 over the whole year and you've made your money back. Do you know what I mean? So it's not such a biggie in people's minds. I mean, there's always, you just know that it's a small amount of numbers of sales that you need to make to get the money back. And most people, you could set yourself up for a year to make that back. There is absolutely no reason why, once you master the training, why you should not get at least 3 or 4 sales throughout the year. As we've spoken in many, many times before, in many businesses, or many, success comes down to basically 2 things, and that is the decision and discipline. So you decide to do something, and then you have to have the discipline to do it. There are people who have this idea that motivation is important. Motivation is a myth, because there are people who are top trained athletes, sports stars, Olympians, who basically probably wake up in the morning feeling shattered. They don't want to go out swimming. They don't want to go out running. They don't want to do any of that kind of stuff. But they look out the window and they see it's raining. They don't want to go out in the rain. They don't feel like it. They don't feel motivated. But they've made that decision that they want to go to the Olympics, or they want to be the best. And so they are disciplined to get out of bed and do what they need to do, because they made that decision and they've got the discipline. And so if you do invest in a product where you pay $3,000 and you decide you want that money back, then you will do the work that's necessary. And if you decide to give yourself a year, there's absolutely no reason why you cannot get that money back if you follow the training and you stick with it and have the discipline to stick with it. That's what the saying, keep on keeping on, comes from. If you just keep on keeping on, then you'll get your money back. So going back to the idea, are they scams? No, they're not. Are they costly and pricey? They could be. They are in many ways. You've got to look at it from as many different perspectives or angles as possible. So you can get a training course for $500. That's probably a packaged course. So there's 3 different types of sort of mentoring or coaching. So you've got your package mentoring, which is where you'll probably spend $500 to $1,000 getting access to a membership area where you've got all the videos. Everything's in there. There's probably a couple of PDFs, maybe worksheets, but that's it. You get access to a members area and you work through it on your own. Then there's group coaching. So that's where you'll probably pay a little bit more to participate in live chats. So a bit like this, I could be talking to 20 odd people. They're all putting their input in. You're all sort of in a Facebook group together, connected. And so that could be like $1,500, $2,000 to access that. That is group coaching. Then there's one-to-one coaching, which is basically where you would sit and talk with me, and I would talk to you and go through the whole sort of system with you. Each week we'd have a meeting and we would go through like a list of jobs that you need to do, or a list of tasks that you need to do. And the great thing about group coaching and one-to-one coaching, which is different to the package coaching, is that you are constantly being encouraged. And I read something the other day that resonated big with me. I really like this, and that was, people do not want advice, or they don't need advice, they need encouragement. And so again, the cynical people could say, and I probably would have said this a few years ago, and there's a fine line between cynicism and sort of what is. It's a proven fact that when people are in groups and they've got accountability buddies and they've got people to talk with and work with, they are better. When people work on their own, they're very easy for them to lose their way. They get depressed, they get lost, and they quit. So group coaching and one-to-one coaching with people works. But because it works, it also keeps the dream alive. So you could argue that when you have a group coaching or one-to-one coaching, all what they're doing is basically trying to avoid refunds. So again, it's how you decide to look at it. And it is a proven fact that if you do spend time with a person, and you work with a person, then they aren't going to basically refund within the next 30 days. And they'll probably never refund ever, because unlike a package deal where you basically buy $500 worth of coaching and they're left on their own, after sort of a week they're looking and go, I'm not going anywhere with this, and I'm struggling to get anything done, and I'm on my own, and all this, it was money wasted, then they'll probably ask for a refund. But if someone pays $3,000, and then the first week you're sat talking to them, I want you to do this. And then the second week they come and say, well, you didn't get this done. And they talk to you. You are actively, mentally actively working with someone and doing something and getting encouragement and help. And so that does actually prevent refunds. But it also helps those people to succeed. And yes, it may keep the dream alive and dream alive longer. So you could argue that someone who fails in, say, 9 months' time could have failed within 3 months, but you just prolong the failure. But the chances are somebody who was likely to fail in 3 months probably might not have failed had they carried on for the next 6 to 9 months with encouragement. So again, it's always like this double-edged sword, isn't it? It depends on which way you sort of want to look at things. Is it a scam? Are you just being cynical? Does it work? Doesn't it work? And it's a combination of two. I mean, there are people who will fail and quit just because of who they actually are. I mean, a prime example of this, and I remember I've been in this business for quite a while, I once sold an ebook. It was only $2.99. It was a cheap ebook. It was just a 30-day ebook. It was kind of like a lead magnet sort of ebook, really, to introduce people to me. And it was at that bliss price where basically £3, $3 is what you probably spend less on a cup of coffee in Starbucks, Pret A Manger, Costa Coffee, wherever you go, wherever you're in the world. $3, £3 is not a lot. So I set it for this low bliss price. And I've actually, out of all the books I've sold, I've had 2 refunds. And as soon as I got those refunds requests, I took those people off my email list, because either they were incredibly strapped for cash, they were incredibly, you know, they were counting every penny because they haven't got any spare. Then if that's the case, you ain't going to be able to help them at the, they can go for it. They can get as much free advice as they can, but they certainly aren't going to be paying for packaged advice or group coaching or one-to-one coaching. They certainly ain't going to be able to afford that. And the chances are there could be a serial refunder. That's the other thing to consider. And if they are a serial refunder, the last thing you need is them on your email list. And if someone is prepared to get a refund on a £2.99 product, they most certainly aren't going to be buying a $3,000 product, and they won't be putting into action everything. They haven't got that risk reward mentality. They have more of a freebie tire kicker, take mentality. And so those people are generally, a lot of the time, are going to fail because they have a wrong way of looking at the world, if I dare say that. They look at the world wrongly. I did read somewhere in one of the, was it Forbes or Fortune websites, they were talking about wealthy people were willing to risk a specific amount of money on new projects. And when they say that they're willing to risk that amount of money, I think it would say like probably say 10 grand. I mean, of the amount that they're willing to risk is probably varies between wealthy person, a billionaire might be willing to risk £1 million, whereas someone who's a millionaire may be willing to risk £10,000. But those people are willing to risk a specific amount of money. And what that means is that they are willing to lose it. They're obviously not going to make a rash decision, and they're not going to choose to lose money. They will look into something and see if that it has a greater chance of success. They won't just throw money at something willy-nilly. If it looks like it's going to fail, then they're not going to spend that money investing in that. But they are willing to lose money on a project that they believe 85 to 90% has a greater opportunity of rewarding them with more money. And so going back to the people who spend $2.99 on a book, I can tell you now that what I wrote in that book, have they implemented it, would have earned them far more than $2.99. But they read the book, yeah, didn't like it, didn't suit them, wasn't willing to risk £2.99, so they quit. So those are the type of people who are possibly likely to say things are scams and that something is spam. I mean, that's another discussion for another podcast another day. But I mean, people have got to the point where they actually now use the word scam and spam to classify something that they don't like. I mean, in the old days, scam was basically meant to say, you know, it's kind of like a fraudulent theft. If someone had scammed you out of money, that means you had given them money on the promise of something that was never delivered. So that's a scam. There's lots of love scams going around. So there's all these people hiding behind websites or sort of personalities where they're stealing photographs and they're trying to get sort of older men and older women who are looking for love, get them hooked, and then they, you know, ask, will you send me some money for a plane flight, which they never do. That is a scam. Spam is email that was not requested, which is kind of a bit awkward because basically email is a form of communication, as is telephones. In the old days, you used to be able to ring somebody talk to people. But there's this big thing about not being able to communicate with people if they haven't requested it. So when it comes to email marketing, that's why we have double opt-in forms. So you sign up for a lead magnet, it'll say, please go and verify. So once you verify, then you're sort of basically saying to AWeber, to GetResponse, to whatever email service you are using, to the person whose lead magnet is, you're basically saying, yes, I want to receive those emails. So spam is basically email that is landing in your inbox that you didn't request from a company. Which is interesting considering that you think of Google. For example, they've got these really powerful spam filters to stop people sending emails to people. Yet, if you look at your Google email inbox, you'll see that there are adverts. There are email adverts. People are paying Google to stick their adverts into your inbox, even though you've not requested it. But that's okay because you're using a system that is free, and that's part of their terms and conditions. So, you know, is that right or wrong? You're using a free system. They're sticking adverts into your inbox. That's fine. But why are they stopping other people from sticking the advertisement emails into your inbox? Because you might be quite happy with it. Anyway, that's a different discussion for another day. But that's the whole purpose of spam and scam. Two different things. But now if you go onto Facebook and you will see people commenting underneath posts and adverts with basically scam or spam. And it's just them trying to say, I don't want to see this in my newsfeed. So it's very quite damaging in that many respects. But yes, going back to what we're talking about, is high ticket affiliate programs or are high ticket affiliate programs that offer to pay you thousands of dollars in commission, are they scams? I don't believe that they are. I know that they have, or a lot of the multi-level marketing programs used to have a ridiculously high rate of failure. And because of the way they were structured as well, that eventually a lot of them imploded, leaving people with a lot of unpaid money, or they never got paid. And really, at the end of the day, the people at the top of the pyramid were the ones who were going to make the money. Because especially with pyramid marketing, you were basically, you know, the higher you are, you set the program off, a couple of people underneath to help kickstart it, they all made money. And then everybody else below is joining, thinking, oh, let's go make some money. And they get, and before you know it, people go on to Google and they're searching for that product. It's up there. So they'll go straight to the main website. They'll bypass everybody else. And everybody will just, you know, because of the way Google works, the first website on there that talks about the multi-level marketing product is going to be the authority site. It's going to have more links pointing back into it. And there was just so many things wrong with multi-level marketing. Network marketing, a lot of this new high-ticket affiliate marketing. I believe that everybody who pays have got a chance. And you also got to, you've got to take into consideration other things like, I haven't seen it for the last few years, but I remember taking a screenshot of Google. I did a research into franchises. Now, franchises where basically you buy into a successful business. A business that has been working well, has been making money. Suddenly people turn it into a franchise and you go and buy the franchise, which basically means that you're buying their good name, their trusted name, their graphics, their logo, their help and their business. So technically, if I was to set up, this is a prime example of two franchises I saw. There was the oven cleaning example franchise, and then there was the bin cleaning franchise. And these were being sold for sort of between 12 and 30,000 UK pounds. So you would spend, I think the bin cleaning one was 12,000. So you'd spend 12,000 pounds buying this franchise. 3,000 was probably going to be used on sort of jet washing and kit. You got a car, you got a van with it, and then you got your graphics, and you got their paperwork, and you got advertising sort of methods and all everything that you needed to run a business. But then you just basically went over to a certain area where the franchise wasn't in, and you had to start from scratch, and you had to start getting people in. So you'd spend 12 grand buying a business without any customers. You were just going to be used their recognizable name, and you were going to start trying to sell in that area, and you were still starting from scratch. So basically you were paying 12 up to 13, up to 30,000 UK pounds to buy a cleaning business with really no customers. And so that's legal and willing, and it's not necessarily a scam either. I question it. I would never actually buy. I mean, why wouldn't you just set up your own bin cleaning, oven cleaning business? It's far cheaper, far, far cheaper to set up on your own. And I suppose you could say the same with internet, with these high ticket affiliate marketing. But with the franchise and with these high ticket affiliate marketing sort of mentorships is that you're getting taught what to do. And I suppose you do with the franchise, they teach you how to clean a bin. Well, they're going to teach you the advertising. They're going to teach you the marketing side of it, which was basically that day, stick an advert in the local paper or the local Facebook group. I mean, 12 grand is a lot of money to be told to stick an advert in a Facebook group when you can do that for free anyway. But that's beside the point. There are things to do. There are ways of doing it. But going back to these products, these programs that pay you like $1,000 in commission, are they scams? I would say not. No, they're not scams. They're far from it. They are training. You're paying for the ongoing support. You're paying for mentorship. You're paying for accountability, hand-holding, for being able to ask support questions as and when you need them. You have a long-term sort of relationship with the people, and you are being shown what to do in a specific way. Plus, now this is the big plus, and that is you can earn while you learn. So while you're learning, you promote the product. Yeah. Is it right that you're promoting the product that you're actually learning about? That's up to you to decide. You get the commissions. Does that mean that the product is overpriced by 1,000? Could be. That's for you again, for you to decide. It's a great way to learn. It's a great way to build their business. It's a fantastic business model for them. Sort of everybody's a winner to a point if they get the money back. But it's one of those things though, isn't it? You know, if you buy for 3,000 and then you sell three placements, you get your 3 grand back, then those three people have then got to sell their... You're not going to run out of people, but is there going to be an end to the market? Which was always the problem with the multi-level marketing people. You keep going down the timeline, down timeline, until eventually you get into either the dregs or people. There's just not enough people to support the whole business. So again, that's something to consider. At least with people who make chocolate bars, you know, they manufacture chocolate bars, stick them in the shops, people buy them, eat them, then they'll go buy another chocolate bar the following day and the following day. and the following day, so to speak, there's a constant market that will be eating again the following day. But the profits are low, and yeah, it's a completely different market altogether. So going back to the initial question at the start of this episode, are high-ticket affiliate programs that pay thousands of dollars in commission scams? I would say not. No, they're not. They're far from it. Like I said, scams are basically where you are sold a dream, they take the money, and you get nothing for it. At least with these, you get the training and the opportunity to make your money back. It's just whether you personally like the idea of paying a large amount of money or whether you're willing to do the work. Again, everything has to come back down to personal responsibility. And unfortunately, and I will say this, I dare say this actually, that in my experience, a lot of the people that I know who think something is a bit dodgy or scammy or a bit spammy when it isn't, are generally the people who don't take responsibility for their own actions or take responsibility for their own efforts. It's very easy to do something, or very easy to buy something and then not do it and then moan about the actual product or the product creator. And I think that is where a lot of the problems lie. But on the whole, I'm going to bring this edition to a close. So thank you very much for listening to me rambling. I hope you found it interesting and useful. It was fun for me to talk about, so I don't know if it's helped you or not. But so this is Chewing the Fat with Andy Lehman, and I shall speak to you again in another edition. Thank you very much and goodbye.